The memoir Fearing the Unknown. Lyra reveals one of her most memorable experiences involving her best friend in a tragic accident. This particular event changed and matured her for what was to come later in life. Life is short, so live to the fullest. Have you ever had a moment in your life where everything is fine one day, and then the next day it completely changes? If not, think about being a 5-year-old and how you're so focused on how your friend's picking his nose, you going to recess, or you sitting in the corner of the gym eating a snack so no one takes it. A 5-year-old shouldn't have to fear the unknown. They should be worrying about what snack they want when they get home. Well, I was that 5-year-old that feared the unknown when my best friend died in preschool. It was like any normal fall, chilly day. I was playing outside with my best friend Emily. We had gotten real close when she decided to color my hair purple with markers, and I told on her, and we were sitting on the monkey bars at recess. My aunt came and picked me up early because my mom had to go to work and the time I got out would be a conflict. I had told Emily goodbye and I left, when all of a sudden my aunt got a call when we were in the car, headed home, and was told to go back to the school because something had happened to Emily. I didn't really know what was going on. I was just anxious, scared, hoping she was okay. So my aunt turned around, and when I got back to my school, I could hear sirens and the murmur of everyone talking as I walked back inside. I saw sirens and everyone clustered together as teachers tried to get everyone back in their classes. I felt people pushing past me, trying to see what was going on. When my aunt came inside, my teacher walked up and pulled her aside and was telling her that Emily was born with a hole in her heart and they did not find it until she was rushed to the hospital. I could tell by the look on my aunt's face something was wrong. When she got done talking with my teacher, she walked over and pulled me aside and told me that Emily had a heart attack and was going to the hospital. So my aunt and I left the school and we get back home and my mom had laid out a dress for me and told me, Lyra, you can go to the hospital and see your friend or you can go to swim lessons. Okay. I looked down, took a deep breath, and thought about the anxiety I felt not knowing if Emily would make it. It was like my stomach was being squeezed and stabbed and my throat was dry, so I couldn't swallow the reality. I looked back up and said, I will go to swim lessons. I couldn't see Emily after just playing with her. Seeing her would have been like a black hole of despair, so I chose to go to swim lessons. I have always liked going to the pool. I've always felt safe and protected, like being in a hug. It made sense to me to go there instead. The next day, I went to school, and my teacher, Miss Pack, had us make cards for her so she could give them to her at the hospital. I had the slightest hope that she was going to make it and would see my card. When I get home, my mom sat me down and told me Emily had died in the hospital that day. I didn't know how to take it, so I continued my day and constantly asked questions such as, what was a heart attack? Why did it happen to her? And did she do something wrong? The next day, I walked towards the middle of the gym. I could taste my saliva becoming a ball and a lump in my throat. When I get to the middle of the gym, I saw a picture of Emily with flowers in the cards that were made the day before that hadn't been sent, and everyone sitting around it. I didn't know what to do. For a while, I sectioned myself off from anyone and did not feel like talking to anyone. All those years ago, I thought it was my fault my friend died, my fault for leaving her. In reality, it was not my fault. There was nothing I could do to change what happened. I just wish I would have gone to her funeral to see her one last time. My family was there for me and let me pick what I wanted to do, but I chose not to see her because I couldn't see her body after just playing with her and having her color my hair purple with a marker. Seeing her body at the time would have made it worse. A 5-year-old shouldn't have to go through this and fear the unknown or fear what will come next, but this experience has shown me to be mature. It also has shown me that life is short, so live in the moment because you never know if there will be a tomorrow.